Nolte, ratings poison Jimmy Kimmel losing to two Fox News shows. By John Nolte on September 12, 2022. In the late-night ratings wars, Disney's left-wing Jimmy Kimmel is now losing to two Fox News programs. Informed people know that Fox News Channel's Greg Gutfeld is stomping all over late night. This is especially extraordinary when you consider the following. Fox News is available in only about 87 million homes. Meanwhile, ABC, NBC, and CBS are broadcast channels available for free in a great majority of the more than 120 million homes with televisions. Nevertheless, Greg Gutfeld's Gutfeld is the king of late night. Last month, he humiliated a competition that has access not only to more households, but to the biggest celebrities in the world. No one who wants to keep working in the fascist entertainment industry would dare appear on Gutfeld. The blacklisting would be immediate and fatal, even though appearing on Gutfeld means you would reach hundreds of thousands more customers. Last week's ratings news was especially humiliating for anyone not named Gutfeld and most especially humiliating for Jimmy Kimmel, who can now be accurately described as ratings poison. During the week of August 29, Gutfeld averaged 2.124 million total viewers. The insufferable Stephen Colbert on CBS came in second with only 1.315 million viewers. Third place was the faltering Jimmy Fallon on NBC's once unstoppable Tonight Show with only 1.183 million viewers. Fourth place was not Jimmy Kimmel. Nope, it was the 11th hour on MSNBC with 1.180 million viewers. Fifth place was not Jimmy Kimmel. Nope, it was Fox News at night with 1.053 million viewers. Although he appears on a broadcast network, Kimmel's ABC show came in a pathetic sixth place with just 1.032 million total viewers. Yes, you read that correctly. Gutfeld nearly doubles the viewership of any two of his late-night competitors combined. And yes, Kimmel is not only losing to one Fox News show, he's losing to two, Gutfeld and Fox News at night. Kimmel is another beneficiary of left-wing affirmative action. It's just not his ratings over at ABC/Disney that suck. Everything Kimmel touches turns to ratings death. A perfect example is the Oscars. Kimmel hosted the Oscars into record low ratings. The following year, without any host, Oscar ratings jumped 9% over the previous year. Put another way, people preferred no host at all to Jimmy Kimmel. After driving Oscar ratings to an all-time low, Kimmel waltzed over the Emmy Awards and hosted the Emmys into record low ratings. Here's my favorite part. The previous year, the Emmys had no host and attracted more viewers. So the Oscars were no fluke. People really do prefer no host at all to Jimmy Kimmel. ABC/Disney should try this. Instead of wasting all that money broadcasting Jimmy Kimmel's ratings poison, they should broadcast nothing. Bet more people would tune in. Bet they would. But when it comes to the child-grooming sociopaths over at Disney, it's not about ratings. It's about spreading fascist propaganda, and if nothing else, Jimmy Kimmel is Disney's good and obedient dog. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.